Well, first of all, I have to say that I'm a beginner. I started to really teach after 2000, and so I don't know if there's something changed. I think the most important thing is, as in all educations, first of all, to give confidence to the students. I think this is the base. You cannot fight with the students or think you have to have a relation, attention relation with students. So this is the first thing, give them confidence. Then the second, and I think this is as old as education, is to bring them to an independent thinking. An independent thinking that makes them as well critical thinking people. And what's maybe new in these years is to help them to get to the right sources. I think the big struggle in our days is access to the right sources in an information society as we're living. So to help them to find other sources than the mass sources, who in our days are much more a propaganda work than something else. I think on this level you really can help students. So in some words, this is how I would define education in our days. So if you ask me about principles of education in contemporary art, I would like to say the same thing that I just said for education in general. But what we as teacher can help as well is in this wide range of contemporary production to help them to make the choices. I mean, in this globalized world, we can say that more or less two, I say it a bit in a caricatural way, there are two poles. There is the market, presented in a lot of cities with art fairs, and you have, as a parallel movement, you have the biennials. And of course, in the biennials you can see works that you can see in the art fairs and vice versa. Maybe just Basel trying more or less to do a kind of mix, but even there can do it because they have no real curatorial work. So for example, what we saw with the Berlin Biennial, or what we saw with the last Istanbul Biennial, they are really curated biennials, and they have specific works and specific positions. And I think it's important in this way to show them this wide range what makes contemporary art. And then, of course, to help them to formulate the important questions. I think that if we go ahead in a way that is fixed or determined by the media, if it's painting or video, this would be a wrong direction, I suppose. The important thing is to bring the student to what he wants to say, to what he has to say, and I think the rest comes from alone. They have to experiment it, and better they experiment it in different medias than that they are first doing a media choice and then going to the contents. Could you? So what I mean is to insist more on the fact that you have the institutional field, that gives more open contents and more experimental forms, but less money. And on the other hand, you have the market field with less possibilities, but more money. And I think this is very important to say to the students. I don't want to say to do a kind of stigmatization of the market and saying them that it's bad, but just that they focus clearly in which direction they want to work. I mean, important artists are, for example, Pistoletto is clearly saying that he's doing pieces for the market and other pieces for institutions. So this, I think this is okay, and this is what students should learn. And then what I would insist, and this is something that I realize through teaching and observing the art world, is insist on the importance of theoretical backgrounds. That is, of course, more and more becoming important. I think it's when we are looking on the last 20 years, the important artists, they are still working and still doing proposition that excites us. The main part of them, they all have very strong theoretical backgrounds, and I think we have to insist on that. And this is, I think, especially in our European, Western European societies, a huge difficulty, because the students are starting with a kind of idea of art that is formed by how mass media are presenting that. And of course there are at least 100 years behind. And if you ask me about the proportion of practical and theoretical education, I have to avoid you that I still found the magical formula. This is really, I don't think that you can say it's 50-50 or it's 60-40 or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely, you can start.
And if you ask me about the theoretical disciplines, well, recommended for education, I think, first of all, I would say, and this is something that in the French-speaking part of Europe or in the world, but in Canada less, is really neglected, and this is what the Anglo-Saxons are calling visual culture. I think this is the most important theoretical background in our days, and then of course you can go to anthropology, to sociology, to philosophy. I think you should just show the students that there are a lot of open fields, and especially encourage them to read. I think this is one of the most terrible problems as a teacher, how to bring them to read, and I have no formula for that. And for this last question, the competence expected from graduates of art specialized educational institutions, well, we have to restart. You first have to tell me, I didn't understand this question. The competence expected from, that's okay?
Yeah.
And for the last question, I think what we should expect from a student coming out of an art school is that during all the his study time, he found a way for finance himself with a lot of little jobs, and of course better, for example, in the audiovisual industry than as a barkeeper, and even, I mean, I like bars, but that he found a way to a material independence, and the best would be connected with his ability, with his, let's say, technical ability that he learned as well in the school, so that he will have a certain independence and that he can go ahead with his work without being completely dependent, for example, from the markets, from the critics or the curators. And by that, and I think this is as well very difficult in nowadays, is to tell, to give them the message that not everything is done or played in the first 5 years after that they left the institution, and on contrary, that they should have an idea of time on a longer distance, because I mean, we know that this is a kind of long distance running.
Thank you very much, Jörg. Thank you for your contribution for this project. Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.